You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey, if you're going through a tough time, this video is for you. Listen, so many times in life, we are in tough spots. I know a lot of people who are in tough spots right now. And when we're in a tough spot, it is so easy to tell ourselves a story. You know, I wish this would just end. I wish this would get easier. And I just want to tell you what, it is very hard to beat someone who never quits. Think about that. If you have determined, if you have made the commitment not to quit, it's very difficult to beat you. Hey, listen, I just got off the Peloton and I had a bunch of thoughts. So here's what I do. I did not feel like working out. Of course, who does, right? But I got on that bike and my buddy Chet told me just the other day, he said, you know what, Carrie? We're going to France next year. And listen, I'm just going to go on a little riff here for anyone who wants to hear. But here's the point. When you don't have a goal, it's tough to stay in shape. When you don't have a goal, it's tough to get up and write a book. When you don't have a goal, it's tough to show up filled up. Who's with me here? So guess what? You know, I don't have any goal right now, working out. And up until Saturday, it was just like workout to workout, workout for life. I mean, that's pretty tough. And too many times we don't have this clear goal in front of us, and therefore it's difficult. So just the other day, we're riding and Chet says, you know what, we're going to France next year. Are you in? And I'm like, heck yeah. I've never been to France. I've never been riding up a mountain before. But you know what? They've done it about 3, 4, 5 times before. And every time I've been scared. Every time I've been scared. How many times are we scared in life? We're scared and so we just don't even show up. So I said, Chet, I'm in, man. And now I have an entire year to start having that goal in front of me. Think about that. Some of you right now, if I said, what is your goal in life? You don't have a goal. And it's tough to have an edge when you don't have a goal. Let me say that again. It is tough to have an edge when you don't have a goal. Some of you, your goal might be to get through this relationship today. Some of you, your goal might be to connect with your teenager today. Some of you might have a goal to say, you know what? I'm going to show up at work even though they're gossiping about me. I don't know what your goal is today, but so many times, just like the title says here, don't cry to get easier, commit to get better. Commit to get better. Hey, listen, I was on the Peloton today and listening to some great motivational stuff, just stuff that fires you up. You can find this stuff on YouTube. And, you know, I kind of started just chilling. And then I said, I'm going to try to get to this certain wattage. And it was crazy big in front of me, crazy big goal. And I said, I'm just going to try to do it. And I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And slowly my wattage kept going up. And you know what? I beat it. And here's why I'm sharing this, folks. You need to commit these little micro goals during your day. Just like on that workout. I could have said, oh, I'm just going to show up on the workout and not really care. No, you got to set a micro goal. So today, if you're working on a book, maybe your micro goal is to say, I'm going to finish 500 words. I'm going to sit down for 5 minutes today and work on my book. I don't know what your micro goal is. Here's a couple other thoughts that I've been thinking lately. The Milwaukee Bucks, did you see that interview the other day? I love what the all-star on the Bucks, I can't even say his name, but he was in this interview and they said, listen, maybe you saw this, it went viral over the weekend. You got to catch this. You know, they started doing well, the Bucks, and they said, listen, how do you stay winning? Here's what he said. This is so big. He said, listen, if I focus on the past, that's ego. If I focus on my past, that's ego. Meaning, here he is a basketball star. If he thinks, what did he do yesterday and the day before, that's ego. He said, if I think about the future, that's pride. In other words, if I think, oh man, tomorrow I'm gonna crush it. Tomorrow I'm gonna crush it. That's pride. And he said, you know what? The present is humility. Did you catch that? You gotta catch that. In other words, he said, yesterday is ego. Tomorrow is pride. But today is humility. Whoa. And this isn't even his first language. His first language is Greek. So he said this in his second language. And that is huge. Go watch that. Go watch that interview. And guess what he did? He crushed it in the game that he said, today is humility and it's present tense. Folks, that is what you need to do today. Yesterday was ego. Tomorrow was pride. Today is humility. The present tense, humility. Listen, I've had so many people vote me out this last year, just like you all. I count you out, you know, big people, small people, people you don't know, haters, whatever. Listen, all of us have had people discount us, right? And here's what I'm saying. Bond together. Because you know what? Someone just did something really nice for me over the weekend. Nikki Klegel. You know, she posted something really nice. But here's the point, folks. I care about you. I want you to crush it today. I want you to win. I want you to get better. I want you not to try to escape. Don't pop the pills. Here's another thought I was thinking about. Listen to this. This is pretty crazy. This is not my own. This was on one of those motivation things, but I'm gonna do the research, okay? Think about it. The word exercise and exercise. Hang with me. When you have a demon inside, I think, what do? They exercise the demon. They draw it out. They cast it out. Think about this. I got to do some etymology. I'm going to do some word study here in a moment. Got my Bible, got my journal. But check this out. This was a deep thought. I'm going to do a little bit of research on this. When you have a demon, that demon needs to be cast out, exorcised. Think about it. When many of us have a demon inside that we're battling with, a struggle, a problem, guess what we need to do? We need to exercise, like physically. Think about that. Man, when I'm low and I'm like, you know what, I don't have any energy and I don't have any motivation, I hop on, do some crazy cardio, I exercise, not exercise the demon, but I exercise, and guess what? That bad attitude, that discouragement, that doubt, that fear, it goes away. So I'm gonna do a little bit of research on that, but that's kind of what I'm thinking about today. Anyway, be a soul on fire. It's a beautiful sunrise. And again, the thought of the day is don't cry to get better, don't cry to get easier, commit to get better. Be a soul on fire. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.